escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Back in the studio after a couple days.
Let me turn my mic on.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good. We're pros, everyone. We are professionals. All right, sometimes. Lot to get into today. Of course, it is Harper at the half. Good night for the Phillies last night. Your guy, Max Kupper, at a home run. So the Phillies don't get swept, and they split the doubleheader, which gives them a series victory over the Padres. Day off today. Back at it tomorrow against the Reds. So overall, a pretty good series against the San Diego Padres. All right, 215-592-9494. It is Harper at the half. We'll get into it here in a second. Jack's going to join us. Jack Fritz at 12 o'clock today.
All right.
Jack was, when I was doing evenings, Jack was my producer at night. That was during the Harper pursuit. So we're going to kind of go back in the memory bank of the days that the Phillies were chasing Bryce Harper. Have some fun with that. Talk about Jack's new book. Of course, we got to see how Jack's feeling mentally as we get ready for Jack vs. Joe in baseball next week. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Listen, I think I need to say this. Just because it's the holiday weekend,
oh boy,
doesn't mean you have to overeat. There's not, you know, a requirement that you go out there and you just eat like a pig.
Can you let people be?
No, I'm just saying. Like, you know, it's funny because we are at the time of year where people will say, like, they got some events coming up. They might be going on vacation or something.
Yeah.
And you've heard of Francisco. Oh, I need to lose 10 pounds or 5 pounds before I go on this trip.
All the time.
And then you go on the trip or you get ready for the holiday or whatever, and then you put that 5 pounds right back on.
Because you want to look good in the photos on the trip.
Yeah, but it's still but what's the point? Because you're going right back to where you were. If the plane takes off, it doesn't, you don't want it to land 5 minutes after it take off. Just keep that thing going, man. That's all I'm saying.
Can you let people be?
It's not required.
They want to eat and drink as much as they want tomorrow.
It's not required to overeat. Yeah. It's kind of like the holidays. You know, we get Christmas and all them other holidays.
Yeah.
People sit around and they'll be full and they'll be, I'm going to go in there and get me another plate of food.
Like, oh, Thanksgiving, you got to put the sweatpants on at night, dude, because you can't fit into the regular
pants
anymore.
This is too much.
Yeah, it is fun, though. All right, 215-592-9494 to hop in. Are we going to have a lot to get to today, including we have to decide whether or not Hugh Douglas should attend his community block party tomorrow. The first vote from me is yes. All right, Fran is in for Kyle today. Hugh, you used the word there. It's kind of interesting as we have a Harper at the half special here on WIP today. We are halfway through this thing. Bryce Harper signed a 13-year, $330 million deal in the winter of 2019 leading into the 2019 season. And we are now halfway through the Bryce Harper contract, which makes me feel a little bit old. I'm not going to lie. Like, wow, we're halfway through this thing already. I remember exactly where I was the moment Bryce Harper and the announcement came down he was signing with the Phillies. You guys probably do too. We're actually going to bring you a little moment here in a second about what that sounded like on WIP. But Hugh, you used a word there a few seconds ago that I think is interesting. Use the word required, right? You're saying it's not required to eat, you know, like a crazy person or, you know, kind of stuff yourself on a holiday or overdrink or whatever. Well, I think for a lot of people, a World Series championship is required out of the Bryce Harper era with the Phillies. Like, you know, to make this a true success. Because I heard the morning show and they were discussing, has this been a success so far? And I would say to that question, yeah, Bryce Harper has lived up to his end of the bargain. He won an MVP. He's been one of the better players in baseball. I wouldn't say he's been the best player. I mean, we could be honest, right? Like, Shohei Ohtani exists and Aaron Judge exists. But Bryce Harper has been, for the last 6.5 years, one of the best players in baseball.
Stalwart.
Yeah, and there's been some injuries, but when he's on the field, he has produced at a very high level and clearly in the postseason. But there is a conversation of, what if they don't win? Like, what is this without a World Series? Hugh Douglas, you used the word required, so I'll ask you the question. In order for us to remember this thing as a true success, when it's all said and done, we're halfway through, does the Bryce Harper Phillies era have to have a World Series championship to be a true success?
Will you allow me to long talk?
Always.
Just for a moment.
Only in the first segment. That's the only time it's allowed.
I feel like this is one of those questions. It's a sticky question.
It is.
Because there's a lot of layers to this story. So it's not, for me, this is not a yes or no situation. This is one of those situations where I have to long talk.
Oh, filibuster's coming. Here we go.
Well, no, I'm just saying I have to long talk just a little bit. Now, I was in Atlanta when Bryce Harper first became a Philly. And I remember before that happened, it was a baseball wasteland, if you will. I remember people talking about from afar how nobody was going to the park. Nobody wanted to go. The Adubo Herrera era. That's what I like to call it, the Adubo Herrera era.
Yeah, what a wonderful era that was.
Yeah, and when he got here, I just remember hearing the cut of how excited Ike and everybody was. And Bryce has brought the fans back to Philadelphia. He's done that. And I think he's done that by, you know, we call him names like the Panda in Chief and all the other good stuff. He's brought the fans back to Philadelphia. He's made baseball fun again.
But
with that being said, Joe, the team that he left, ironically, wins the World Series.
Wow, 10-05. 10-05, Douglas goes there.
It's hard, but it's fair.
It's true.
Because
it's true.
That's what we look at when we see Bryce Harper as fans. We look at World Series championships and a guy that's going to help bring them to us. So, this is the two-part question. This is a two-part answer for me. Has the Bryce Harper experiment been good so far? Yes.
Yeah, clearly he's played really well.
Yes, it has. But if he goes the next 6 years and doesn't win a championship.
No, cut that one, yeah. Some good audio.
Then I'm going to say no.
Okay. All right. Let me chime in here. It's Hugh Douglas. 5 minutes in brings up the fact the Nationals won the year.
I'm just saying, it's hard, but that's what every athlete of that caliber is measured by. Okay, for example, Myles Garrett. As good as he is, Myles Garrett is probably a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, clearly.
But when you look at his career, be like, I didn't win none.
Yeah, but he plays for the Browns.
But that don't matter.
It does matter.
It don't matter.
He's a defensive pass rusher.
LeBron played for the Cavaliers and had to leave to get his, and then came back and gave one.
Now, I do think, and it's interesting you bring up him. I think this, depending on the sport we're talking about, there's a little bit of different weight on it. I think of all the sports, the NBA superstar is the most responsible for his team winning or losing.
Yes, because it's five guys
right
on the court.
Right. And, you know. So if you don't win one and you're considered one of the truly great NBA players, then there's something wrong with your tenure. I mean, that's just the reality of the way it works. Football is probably the next closest with the quarterback. Now, it's not only the quarterback, but they...
But it's the team as a whole, but the quarterback makes it go.
The quarterback makes it go and has a large role most of the time in if the team wins or loses.
Yes.
Baseball is not quite like that. Now, it's a big part of it. Like, Bryce Harper's a big part of the Phillies. But Bryce Harper can be great, and the Phillies could be mediocre. We literally saw this when he won his MVP in 2021. Here's the way I view this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I believe this has already been a success, regardless of what happens the next 6.5 years. I consider the Bryce Harper era a success, even if the Phillies don't win a World Series. You mentioned what it was like before, and I remember being here before, the Bryce Harper experience, and it was dull. I mean, the Phillies were dull. In the national landscape, they were dead. They were dormant. No one talked about the Phillies. Locally, it almost felt sad. We had to talk ourselves into Nick Williams and Aaron Altair and Michael Franco, you know, guys that were just placeholders for when the real baseball would arrive here in Philadelphia a few years later. They were placeholders. We had to talk ourselves into it. It was, in retrospect, it was silly. We're like, oh, maybe Michael's really good. Maybe Odubel's really good. They weren't. I mean, they were just placeholders. And that was kind of the state of the Phillies until Bryce Harper got here. He revived baseball in this town. You know, I remember the shows that I would do back in the day, and then as a station, it was tough to talk about the Phillies. You know, in 2018, Gabe Kapler was clearly the most interesting part of the team as the manager.
And he's the manager.
He's the manager. If the manager's the most important part of the, or most important or interesting, you got a dull team. And then Bryce Harper got here and was like, oh my goodness, we have something that we want to watch every day. He revived baseball in Philadelphia. He has lived up to his end of the bargain. He won an MVP. He has been incredible in October. I mean, one of the great hitters in the history of the postseason. Now, I know they haven't won. They got to a World Series. They lost. I know that. But I already have decided the Bryce Harper experience is worth it. And it's a success, even if they don't win a World Series. I think this whole thing was a success and is a success, even if it ends without a World Series. Because what were the Phillies before Bryce Harper?
Nothing.
They were nothing. I mean
that's kind of strong, but it's apropos.
Now, I mean, historically, they obviously had some great runs, right? Yeah. Those 7-11 was great, and the late 70s, early 80s was great. I'm not saying in 100 years they were nothing.
No, but I get where you're coming. I pick up what you're putting.
But in the moment, they were nothing without Bryce Harper, and he has helped usher in an era where the Phillies matter again. They didn't matter. I mean, they didn't matter, and he made them matter, and he's lived up to his end of the bargain. I don't need a World Series for this to be a success. I don't. Now, that would be the cherry on top. But Bedlam at the Bank, the World Series run in 2022, postseasons 3 years in a row, probably a fourth this year. This is success to me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, see, you're being hard on him.
Well, I'm not being hard on him. I'm being illogical, fans are.
Oh, you're admitting you're illogical.
No.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Because that... See, this is the thing, young Rojas. I'm about to school you right now.
I thought
now.
You said he was old the other day.
Well, he old-ass young Rojas.
Old-ass young Rojas. Okay.
But see,
here's the thing. We as fans, most of our takes, because I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, and they were like, well, as a matter of fact.
You were take-talking?
Well, we were talking about it because somebody asked me about you.
Yeah.
And said, well,
how do you work with that idiot?
And I said, listen, man, Joe is a fan. He's a diehard fan, and when you listen to most fans talk, Joe sounds like a fan. Now, the biggest difference is we have this big old signal that we're on every day. But I talk to people every day that if for the sake of this argument, to have crazy takes. That's what most fans have. And unfortunately, the basketball era, the basketball, you know, the way that most people are measured, most athletes are measured by championships. Now, it started in basketball. But it has trickled down into every other sport.
Ring culture.
Yes, it's the ring culture. And I know that a lot of guys are trying to downplay that ring culture and all the other stuff. But the fact of the matter is, when we have our conversations as fans, the thing that is the no-brainer, the thing that shuts down most conversations is championships. That's what most premier athletes are measured by. Bryce Harper's a premier athlete.
Yes.
No question about it. You're talking about on the face of... the cover of Sports Illustrated.
At 16 years,
a baseball phenom and all that. And unfortunately for him, the team that he was on won after he left.
And, the Phillies haven't won. Yeah.
And not only that, he was considered for a time a cancer as a player. So now you come to a new team, Joe, and on this new team, you have a lot of cachet. You have a lot of say. You have even gone as far as to handpick some of the individuals that are here, right?
Absolutely.
So now you've done all of that, and you still haven't won one. That's a failure, unfortunately, respectfully.
So I respect the way you're saying it, and a lot of athletes, I would say that. Now, this might be me more ripping the Phillies than Bryce Harper. The Phillies don't exactly like the Phillies aren't the Yankees. The Phillies aren't the Cardinals. The Phillies aren't the Dodgers, right? The Phillies don't have a rich history of rolling parades down Broad Street. Like, it's not been the franchise. So if he went to the Yankees, if he went to the Dodgers and didn't win, then I would say, like, maybe you're the problem. He came to the Phillies. Like, as much as we love the Phillies.
And we're happy that he picked us.
Yes, but let's be real about what the Phillies have been for 100-something years. They've had two pockets of excellence. I mean, that's it. And you might want to consider this the third pocket. But they've had two pockets of excellence, and most of the rest of the time, they bumble around. I mean, that's who the Phillies have been. So can I judge him solely on championships? I'm not doing that. I think the era... Now, if he didn't play well or he didn't live up to his end of the bargain, I'd have a different feel. But clearly, he's lived up to his end of the bargain. The team hasn't gotten over the hump yet. We all hope they do. I don't know. I mean, they have a shot this year. I don't know if it's going to happen. I do know this. I already consider this a success, even if they don't win a championship. 215-592-9494. Hugh does it. Where do you come down? Let's get Francisco's take, and then we got to go back in memory lane here and hear how it sounded the day Bryce Harper arrived to Philadelphia. Fran, where do you come down on this? If the Phillies don't win a World Series, can the Bryce Harper era be considered a success?
So this is about the Bryce Harper era of baseball, right? We're not talking about necessarily – Bryce has done his part. We talked about this. Bryce has done everything that he's been able to do. He's won an MVP here. He's been productive. The playoff numbers have been there. Bryce has done whatever he's been able to do. But this is about – look, when Bryce was brought here, this is about going to win World Series, man. We're going to win titles. Look, even if Bryce does even if he's productive, even in the second half of his career here, Philly's got to win a World Series. That's what he was brought here to do. They put teams here together the last couple of years that supposed to be contenders, and still, I mean, some consider them now.
Well, so they obviously are a contender.
Yeah. So. I would say they still need to win a World Series.
You need to get over the hump, man.
Okay.
For the era of Bryce Harper baseball, the era, just like the era was with Jimmy and Cole and everybody there, they have to win a World Series.
All right. 215-592-9494. Does the Bryce Harper era need a World Series to be considered a success? I don't think so. Because to me, the Phillies being this good and him being this good, this is what I signed up for. Like, this, as a fan, I signed up for... He's got to live. He's got to hit, and a lot, and he has. And the team has to be a contender, and they have been. Now, they haven't won at all. In 2022, they were this close. 2023, this close. But when a player hits this much in the postseason, is this good for this long, I consider the whole era a success, even if they don't win a World Series. Where do you come down? Let's go back in the memory banks here. I remember where I was. I was in the car. I was driving into WIP to do my night show. It was around 2:50, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I forget the date, or it was late February, whatever the date was. But I forget it was like maybe a Thursday. Whatever the day was, I remember where I was late February 2019 when Bryce Harper officially, the news broke, he became a Philly. Here it was, the afternoon show at the time, Marks and Reese, produced by Ben Livingston. Here is how it sounded.
Do I think the Phillies in Philadelphia is the top of his list? No, I don't think there's anybody that thinks that. Do I think that maybe he has some reservations about playing here for the next 10 years, or his wife does yet? No.
John Heyman, Bryce Harper to the Phillies!
No way!
Official blue check mark and everything! Bryce Harper is going to the Phillies! Stop everything you are doing!
Bring on the music! Hold on, we gotta make sure we verify first. Make
it's
sure
verified.
We
verified. It's verified. It's
verify
him.
Everything, Ben, before
it's
we
him.
Turn on the music,
Bryce
Ben!
Bryce to the Phillies. You said sort of breaking news.
Yeah, what the hell is sort of breaking news? Pump it up! Pump it up!
Hey! I just want it.
And John Heyman got it!
Yeah!
it's a celebration.
It's one of my favorite WIP moments of all time. Them celebrating, singing, Ike screaming.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Terrible.
It was well, awesome. I mean, singing. Well, I mean, it was a great time.
It was a great moment.
It was a great moment. But
people in the hallway screaming, jumping up and down. I think
that's the best part. Yeah. Background, you can hear everybody. Yeah.
I think it was Jack Fritz in the background, jumping up and down. All right, 215-592-9494. Harper at the half today. As we are halfway through the 13-year, $330 million contract, I think it's a success, even if it doesn't end with a World Series. Hugh needs ring culture. Douglas over here needs that ring.
Coming from a guy who did win a ring. But as a side note, the Max Kepler thing, because people are asking, I didn't hit. Because I didn't bet it. I bet it the first time, and he didn't do it. So I didn't run it back.
Okay.
So
you should have.
I should have run
it back. Yeah, you should have. He still stinks.
But thank you for everybody who was concerned that I didn't get it. I'm going to lay off betting for a little while. I've been catching L's.
Kyle and I try to tell you this was happening.
I say a little while, I mean just for a couple of days.
Yeah, until tomorrow. All right. Before we get to the phones here, let's also hear Bryce, the introductory press conference a few days later down in Clearwater. It's amazing how young Bryce Harper sounds this. Here's Bryce, early March 2019, as he's introduced as a Philly.
Somewhere I wanted to be, and of course the baseball side of coming in there and having success, playing in front of great fans, you know, being able to come in every single night, and you know, like you said, get booed a little bit, but I love that.
I don't think they're going to boo you for a while.
But that's a fan base, you know, that's what it's all about. That's something that, you know, I enjoy. I love coming in and knowing that these fans care. They care about their team. They care about the guys around them. They care about their city, and you know, that's what it's all about.
Hugh, doesn't he sound young in that?
Young as hell.
Well, I mean, he was only 26, so
yeah, he sounds super young.
Yeah, that age, you know, when you go from like mid 20s to early 30s,
and wore him out. He sounded all grizzled and,
it's like
and hardened.
A sitting president when they age. Philadelphia ages athletes and coaches dog years. No, he does sound young, but I felt it from the beginning that he had a connection to this place, and I think this place had a connection in from the jump. 215-592-9494. It took about a month and a half for someone to boo him here, so it didn't take that long. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Harper at the half. Can you consider the Harper era a success if it ends without a World Series title? Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy 4th of July Eve, man.
Happy
4th of July Eve.
July 3rd. What's up, Chris?
All right, guys, let me tell you something. It's nice if he has a great career. It's nice if he goes to the Hall of Fame. It's nice that the team is in the national spotlight. Mm-hmm, it's nice that, you know, people care at the national level. I'm not John Middleton. These things are nice. I'm not him. That's nice for him because his pockets get fat. These things are all very nice, Joe. But Bryce's career is not a success unless he wins a damn World Series. I want a parade. Full stop. That's it, Joe.
Well, I do too. But this era, if they go 6.5 more years of contending and they just don't win it, it's not a success. I can't put that all on one player.
No. I heard you say a lot of things in this opening, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of nonsense that came out of your mouth. You haven't heard
nothing new.
I haven't heard so much loser talk. About
loser talk?
Loser talk. Oh, well, you know, look at the history of the franchise.
Well, it's the truth. Chris, it's the truth.
Joe, you sound like Jack Fritz on Monday. That's what you sound like.
Okay.
You're, oh, my God. Well, you know, it's tough. I don't care. I care about the past 5, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Today, live in the present, Joe. Mm. This isn't 1920, okay?
1920.
I know Fritz is, whether we believe it or not, Fritz isn't playing for the Black Sox, okay? Today is what I care about. I want this team. This team has been loaded. We have one of the highest payrolls. We have the best starting pitching in the history of the Phillies. We need a damn World Series championship.
I agree with that. But if they don't win one, it doesn't mean his era is not a success. It's not a it's a failure without a World Series. Oh, come on.
A ring. This is what we're about. This is the new gold standard, Joe. We play for rings.
Facts!
We want to be the bridesmaid.
I don't want to be the bridesmaid.
You want to be the bride.
We want to be on top of the hill.
He wants to be married. He wants to be married.
Second's only the first loser, Joe.
Okay.
You can stand in that line. I'm not. And you know what, Hugh Douglas?
Yes.
You better not be rude. Go see your neighbors. Be a good human.
There we go.
Go to that black party. Go.
He said be a good human. I'm sorry. I'm not going.
And not. Get your K-E-Y-S.
I'm not getting them. You can have them keys.
Go hang out with Skip tomorrow. Go ahead. All right. 215-592-9495. Is that the kind of nonsense we're going to hear today? I'm really curious where everyone comes
ring
down
culture,
on this.
Ring culture, man. Ring culture.
No, we don't need to do ring culture. We could be real about this. This guy.
We're not. We're you're asking fans to be real about something. We're irrational.
Yes.
We are irrational.
Well, I want to hear what you think. Whether you want to be rational, irrational, ring culture or not, does the Bryce Harper era need a ring to be successful? I don't think it does. I think it's already been a smashing success. This guy has hit as well as anyone in the history of the postseason. He's won an MVP. The Phillies matter again. And you don't want to care about national, okay? They matter here again. They're a huge thing again, and they weren't before this guy got here. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Are your phone calls coming up? We'll hear more about Bryce and his relationship with the fans coming up. And just listening to the last caller, Chris, and his nonsense, and Hugh's nonsense there, it made me think of another Philadelphia athlete, one that is revered here. And I want to make a comparison because no one ever seems to say his era was a disappointment. We'll come back to that. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. And should Hugh Douglas attend his community block party tomorrow? We got to talk about that. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.